Gabriel and the Cheeky Monkeys by James Parsons. The Pacifier. Aren't we lucky to live in a house with strong walls? That storm last night brought down lots of trees and caused lots of mess, said Daddy, looking out of the window. Gabriel's thoughts turned to his monkey friends in the zoo. He was still unsure where they slept at night and if they were tree sleepers. Maybe the storm could have blown away their tree. But what about the monkeys at the zoo? Gabriel asked worriedly.
Don't worry about them. Gondwanaland has a roof which protects all the animals inside, and the other animals take cover when the weather is bad, said Daddy calmly.
Can we go and see them again? I want to make sure they're okay, pleaded Gabriel.
Daddy had no choice, and packed Gabriel and his little brother Victor in waterproof clothing for the tram ride to the zoo. Victor was two, and was already making himself understood, despite not knowing many words. Gabriel packed his rucksack, water bottle, telescope, magnifying glass, and a pocket knife which he had received as a present. If anyone asked Gabriel what he wanted to be when he grew up, he answered,
"Dinosaurologist."
He always took his special equipment when he went out on expedition. Victor's equipment was made up of two pacifiers. They were always strategically placed, one on a chain so he wouldn't lose it, and one for emergencies in his pocket. Gabriel was happy that the roof was still on Gondwanaland and hadn't been blown away in the storm. Soon they were inside and walking down the tunnel. Daddy put the waterproof clothing in the rucksack and Victor on his shoulders, and walked hand in hand with Gabriel onto the bridge leading to Monkey Island. The zookeeper was also there, and his water pistol was much bigger this time.
"Hello, my friend," said the zookeeper to Gabriel. "The little monkeys are getting cheekier and cheekier, so I have a bigger water pistol now."
Gabriel couldn't see any of the 11 monkeys, so he got out his telescope to see if he could spot them. He left his rucksack open.
"Look, there's two. And where do the cheeky monkeys sleep?" asked Gabriel.
"They have a little tree house on Monkey Island. Shall I show you? It's round the other side."
Before Gabriel could answer, Victor screamed at the top of his voice. Daddy brought him down from his shoulders, and Victor was crying and pointing.
"One of the little monkeys just stole his pacifier," said one of the zoo visitors.
The cheeky monkey had jumped from one tree to the other and, in midair, reached out and grabbed the pacifier. Victor calmed down quickly with the help of soothing words from Daddy and the all-important emergency pacifier in his pocket. After a while, Gabriel asked if they could go to see the monkey's treehouse.
"The zookeeper offered to show us," Gabriel reminded Daddy.
He agreed, and the three accompanied the zookeeper and his water pistol to the other side of Monkey Island.
"Just through there, you should be able to make out the treehouse," pointed the zookeeper.
Gabriel put the telescope to his right eye and could not believe what he saw. There, in front of the cave, was one cheeky monkey holding Gabriel's pocket knife, cutting Victor's pacifier from the chain. And hanging in the entrance to the cave were 12 other pacifier chains, obviously taken from other children. The cheeky monkeys had used the pacifier chains to make a curtain for the entrance to their treehouse. Now that's what I call cheeky.